If you're a woman who works at night, you could be at greater risk for breast cancer. And it turns out light could be the culprit.
Our regular medical expert is here with more. Dr. Sydney Spiesel is a Yale University faculty member, also a practicing pediatrician, and a regular here on our show. Hi, Sid.
Hi, Madeline.
So it's been known for some time that there is an association between breast cancer and night shift work, right?
Yes, absolutely. There are a number of studies that have supported that. The biggest one was a study of nurses, and the ones who spent a lot of time on night shift were at greater risk for breast cancer, for sure, compared to the ones who were mostly spent their time on day shift.
So now here comes this new study, I believe it's out of Israel, where scientists show that women who are exposed to a lot of nighttime light have higher rates of breast cancer?
Yeah, they took aerial maps at night of Israel that showed what areas had high light density, which are mostly cities, as you'd expect, and what parts of Israel were kind of dark at night. They compared that with maps of areas that had high frequency of breast cancer in women and areas that had low frequency. And sure enough, the two maps just lined up beautifully. The places where there was a lot of nighttime light, and presumably that means a lot of nighttime life activity, showed greater rates of breast cancer than the darker places.
And I suppose they excluded other factors, right? They controlled for other factors?
Well, yes. They did to the best they could. There are a lot of other factors that one might imagine. It's not just the difference between city and country is not just light. It's also stress. It's ethnicity. It's birth rate. It's average income. And they did as best they could to use statistical methods to filter out those confounding variables.
So what could be the possible explanation for this?
It may be related to a hormone called melatonin. Melatonin is produced by a gland deep in the brain. It's produced when we are in relative darkness, and it's released at much lower levels when we're in light. So at night, people's melatonin levels tend to be high, except if you're in a setting where there's a lot of bright light around you.
We have associated melatonin with sleep, right? I mean, this gives you a good night's sleep, is the production of melatonin.
Well, the melatonin probably doesn't directly cause sleep, but it may regulate other things that help us sleep. And so melatonin is often used by doctors to reset people's day-night clocks, for example. There's an interesting detail which, again, adds evidence to this whole thing. Women who are completely blind, who don't perceive light at all, have generally high circulating levels of melatonin day and night. And it doesn't actually affect their sleep very much, but it's interesting that these women have much lower rates of breast cancer than sighted women.
And Sid, this study, did it address all cancers or just breast cancer?
They compared breast cancer rates with nighttime illumination with lung cancer rates, and they found that the lung cancer rates were completely unrelated to the level of local illumination at night, whereas the breast cancer rates were very directly related. Now, none of this proves anything. You have to always keep in mind that we're seeing an association. These studies just show association. It can't demonstrate causation, but they give you something to think about.
That's Dr. Sydney Spiesel. He's a Yale Medical School professor, and you can read his Medical Examiner column at slate.com. Thanks, Sid.
Pleasure.